House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry secures re-election in Pennsylvania. By Kurt Zindelka on November 9, 2022. House Freedom Caucus, HFC, Chairman Scott Perry, RPA, has been projected to win re-election in Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District, according to the Associated Press. With 87% of the votes counted at the time of this reporting, Republican Congressman Scott Perry has secured 168,163 votes, 54%, compared to 143,124 votes, 46%, for Democrat challenger and Harrisburg City Councilmember Shamaine Daniels. The lead was considered significant enough for the Associated Press to declare Perry had secured his sixth term in office after first being elected to the House of Representatives in 2012. While Daniels ran on a pro-abortion and the imposition of common-sense gun control laws, Perry ran on a pro-gun and pro-life platform in the Pennsylvania district. Perry, a veteran of the Iraq War, was selected in November of last year to become the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, which is widely considered to be the most conservative bloc of congressmen in House of Representatives. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News ahead of the election, the congressman said the House Freedom Caucus will always be the conscience of the Republican Party in the House. Perry said that if the Republicans take control of the People's House, the HFC would look to introduce reforms, such as opening up the amendment procedures, to empower the rank-and-file members so that congressional leadership does not have a stranglehold on the legislative process. "We want to be unified against the leftist, radical Democratic agenda. And the best way to do that is to obviously be together and understand what the circumstances are that empower every single member as they come in," the House Freedom Caucus chairman told Breitbart News earlier this month. "Members need to be armed with information so that they can make informed and well-intended decisions that will actually meet with success and produce results for the American people." Following the raid on former President Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in August by the FBI controversially seized his mobile phone while he was traveling with his family after becoming a target of the Democrat-led January 6 Select Committee. "I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress. My phone contains info about my legislative and political activities, and personal/private discussions with my wife, family, constituents, and friends. None of this is the government's business," Perry remarked at the time. In an interview with Breitbart News, the Republican congressman said the action violated the constitutional separation of powers between the executive and legislative branches and suggested it may have been a reprisal for voting to impeach Attorney General Merrick Garland in 2021. When Merrick Garland prevailed upon everyday citizens showing up at its school board meetings to question what their children were being taught, Merrick Garland issued, essentially, threat tags on these people. So I called for the impeachment of Merrick Garland. I actually introduced articles of impeachment on Merrick Garland. So am I now to think that because I did that, this is now a reprisal for that action, and is that a coercive thing? Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.